I believe that the diuk of Rashi is based on one word in the Gemara. The Gemara never said Larish Shutayachid El Allah Kiddush Shutayachid. Lash of the Rashi, La Kiddush, which means Doima. No, which means Doima. It's La Dome. Once you're saying Doima, then you have to explain because it's Dome to Shutarab.
No, yeah.
Maybe you're not saying what it's not. It's not a Shutayachid because it doesn't have Mechitzot. Then we don't want to say that. The Gemara says it's Lo Dome L'Shutayachid because it's more Doima to Shutarab. That's the lashon. You see, that's why Rashi, even when he explains what it's not, you're getting there. You're getting there slowly, slowly. Yeah. So far, you with me? Yeah. Tafrir. You with me? Clear, right? Rashi. How you read the Rashi? It's not this because it's not. Don't just say five Rashi. Say yes. It's not enough. Because the Gemara doesn't say Lo Rishutayachid. The Gemara says Lo Kid. It's not Doima. A Doima watch. It's more Doima to a Rishuta Rabbim.
Rashi is from Maran.
Like Yishuta Rabbim, Ne'enu Domim L'Digle Mibor. Why? The Lav L'Hilucha the Rabbim Avidi. It's not made for people to go there. Nobody walks on the ocean.
Why is not the Shidrabim? No. Before Rashi explained why is not the Shidrabim because it's not the Shidrabim. Now he's explaining why is not the Shidrabim because they're not
Domim.
They're not walking so much.
Domim. 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 You see the word again. Dome.
But Rashi explained why is not the Shidrabim.
Dome. Right. Kit. So I explained the kit. So here's. Yeah.
Because
he can't say it's Rosh Hashanah. What do you want to say? He can't say it's Doima to Rosh Hashanah. It's not Doima to Rosh Hashanah. Because what else do you want to say? It's not Doima to Rosh Hashanah. Not because it's Doima to Rosh Hashanah, right? One second. Interesting. I don't know. Good question.
I don't
know. What's the question?
Oh, of course. Blow down the... That's really fun.
Okay, let's see further. I don't know. But Akopanim, I think we see from this Rashi a big Yisod. Are you bored? You know what the Yisod is? It is a Rishut Yachid.
And it is
a Rishut
Yachid.
How do you say? But it's not exactly, yeah? Chas to come and say Carmel is not a Rishut Yachid. We don't want to say that. We want to say what? That it is a Rishut Yachid. And we want to say that it is, yes, a Rishut Yachid. But since it's not Domeh to the Rishut Yachid that it is, and it's not Domeh to the Rishut Rabbim that it is, therefore we have to say what? That it's a combination of both.
That's the zoo
but we're not holding it yet. We have a little more information, just a tiny drop more information. Again, listen clearly. Again, chlor. Listen, chlor. Psat. You ready? Again. So the psat over here is, if the Gemara would say it's not a Rishut Yachid, it's not true. It's rather not true. People would come and say that it's not a Rishut Yachid, it's also not true. And you know what the biggest raya is? Are you allowed to carry in this carmelit? And the answer is, Rashi says, Marsh says no. And Rashi explains why. Why can't you carry in it? Next Rashi. Kiloimar, Behem, Elabitov, Dalit. Again, what's the Kuda? The Kuda is the passage you learn in Rashi.
In Daf Dalet, where Rashi explains the what does it mean the Rishut Arafei, what does it mean?
No.
Yeah?
No. Lighter, the lighter.
Yeah, it says, lo, zeh, lo, zeh, and he brings this mission. He says, that Rishut, the Shabbat, and then the Carmelit, what does it mean? Lashon Ya'aro, the Carmelo. We know, lo, he looks tamid le Rabbi, lo, tashmish Rishut Hayachid, he says.
Right.
He doesn't say it because
we spoke, we spoke about it, man. We said that.
No, but here it says something else.
Now from this Rashi, Rashi says that the reason why you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelit is because what? Zera Otu Rishut Harabim. If you learn the Pshat is that there is Rishut Harabim here, then why does Rashi say Zera? It has in it Chlakim of Rishut Harabim. Once you see that in Rashi, then from Rashi's mashma, that there is nothing ba'etzim over here, which is Rishut Rabim, because it will be ba'etzim Rishut Rabim. The ba'etzim is
Rashi. Yeah, but it's not us because it's not true.
Let me ask you a question. When something's a little bit Rishut Rabim, that's already enough of a reason to be awesome.
Yeah, but how do you have to say
Why does Rashi think as Rashi don't make us you? Siman, the next is a law, Rishut Rabim, Bechlal, Klal, Lo. So he says, Shelo Yamru, Shelo Yagidu. Or it's a heter in the Rishut
Hayachid.
And I'll tell you a svar. You know what the svar is?
What's the svar?
It's not called Dalar Amos. The whole house is Dalar Amos.
Because of the
Hilchot Tilsi Dayan, you see that.
Yeah.
A person can walk his whole house. No matter how far his house is, says Rabbeinu Yehuda. Why?
No, Rebbe, he brings the sheet on. Okay.
Good, and the reason is, what's the reason?
The whole house
is Dalar Amos. What does that mean?
Because it's
there's no here and there in a house.
Yeah.
Everything is all here. So the Pshat is, period, B'Shabbat. Rak, the Bayez Zemutar, the whole house is here. Osh is the Din B'Shut Rabim, Asul B'Shut Rabim, Lahavi Dalar Amos. Remember, I asked you, Kasha, once you said by the Shut Rabim, Haku doesn't mention Mahavi Dalar
Amos.
And the parents says it's not totally in the Rishuya, it's not in the Rishuya.
That's
plus Shandi Gemara, you talk like a match.
Yeah, you talk like C. An extra thing on top of it.
Grab, you know, I'll be Mavid Al Amos. There's a head to Mishus HaYachid.
Why?
It's not a deal that the Rishus HaRabim is Mechayiv, Chasul.
Not because the Rishus HaRabim is therefore.
Grab it as an Issad Al Amos. It applies to Rishus HaRabim.
Then the main thing is the Rishus.
It leads us back to our original Shaila we started our Sugi. Haim, Havarat HaChefet, Mishut L'Rishut. Mitzad HaChefet, Mitzad HaGad. What do I mean? We spoke about this. Haim HaYisur L'Avir, HaChefet, Mipol L'Sham, the Tanai. Osha HaYisur, the Mipol L'Sham. That's the Yisur. And we spoke about this? If you learn that the issue is lahavi chaytis, any polish shams at tonight, so then Mavid Dal Ramas belongs here. But if you learn the issue is lahavi mi polish shams at din bar shuyos, and that's why it says the lasa zu.
To say that it's drafted.
It's mizu, it's mi pol sham. The issue is lakachat mizeh, v'lasim et zeh. It's not the issue lahavir and gerada the tnayim are mishut v'lishut. It's lahavir mizu v'lizu. It's lahavir et hachefet mizu v'lizu. The zoo isn't going back anymore on what the Rishut HaRabim is. It's going back on Mizu Lizu to the Havara. Asur Lavir, Mimakam Zoo, doesn't mean the place I just mentioned. It's not zoo, what I just told you. It's not here. This is a Gemara, this is a thing. Mizel is there. So then I know, I just said. Asur Lavir, Mizel is there. It's that's the Isur. It's not going back and defining what it is. The point A and point B is these. When the Gemara says the last one zoo, it doesn't mean zoo. Hanem al eel. That's not what it is. You read the Gemara. Yeah, when the Gemara says like zoo he, Rishut Rabim Gemara, Emor Tzim Rishut Hayachim. Now zoo doesn't mean zoo hanem al eel. Zoo means that's the issur. Loma v'yim mimakom zoo, lemakom zoo.
It's here to get it. It's here.
Let me tell you something. And grad, it went here. I'll give you an example.
It went from.
I'll give you very simple. We spoke about it in the beginning of Shabbat.
Right.
Spoke about it. Here. You're on the plane, right? You're on the plane. When you're on the plane, you're passing countries. You're passing countries, right? Tell me, if someone asks you, were you in Belgium? Are you going to say you were in Belgium because you were on the plane when I was flying over Belgium?
No.
No, right?
You were
You'd rather pass through Belgium, right?
You were from Tel Aviv.
What were you? You went from Tel Aviv to New York. Why? Because you were here and you ended up here. But you passed through Belgium, right? We don't want you to be Mavir Mishutarav or Shutariachid. That's not the point. The point is not the Havara from one Rishut. The point is that you were Mavir it from here to here. That's the Isur. It's not mafia from one Rishus to another, but from here to here in the Rishus.
Comes out if it's different from Mutam, except this one that's not
meant. No, please don't want the Rishus. That was the question. Let's go further. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara speaks about a Karmelis.
Yes?
The Gemara speaks about a Karmelis. So the first thing I tell you, that from Rashi's Mashma, that what's a Karmelis? Loizeh v'loizeh. Loizeh v'loizeh. Then the Gemara comes and says, what about carrying? The Gemara says, it's a Gzeira of Medrabon and Otu, that it looks like a Rishut HaRabba. Right? Now, Legabe, which halacha does it have a din of a Rishut HaRabba? Now listen carefully, listen good. Think for a minute. Think for a minute. Is it Taka Rishut HaRabim? No, right? We said from Rashi, Hagam here, it's Mashma, I'm saying it is, but I'm saying, in Kalal, what is it? It's not a Rishut HaRabim. So in which halacha do we come and say that it has a din of reshut harabim? Only the gabi havara. So here the havara is especially unique to the din of reshut harabim. And that's why the Gemara brings up by the Carmelites a nice and a nice and a nice. The Gemara is discussing it's hilchus reshuyos. We gave a Carmelite a din reshus reshut harabim. The gabi what? Here it's Taka Lagabi carrying the Rishut HaRabim. It's Din Rishut stands. The Gemara is discussing Rishuyais. In Hilchus Rishuyais, Mavid Al Abzan do the Rishut HaRabim. Gravi Al Abim Mavid Chavitza. But in Carmelis, if Din Rishut HaRabim was given to it.
The Shul was given to
Carmelis. What does it mean?
The reason why Carmelis was given a Din Rishut HaRabim, was taken out and said, you know, it's not a nothing place, it is a something.
Yeah.
Legabe, what is it? Legabe carrying an in it.
Okay.
So it comes out that the din.
I'm
saying, therefore, the Gemara is having to discuss it by Carmelis to carry within it. Carmelis is.
What makes it a Carmelis?
Sure, what makes it a Legabe or Suyais?
The carrying.
Legabe the carry. That's all. Grab it to Shusay Rabban, it's Halachi, I'll carry. That's all. They gave it a Shem Rishut, Legabe what? Legabe, and I'll carry it. That's why Moshe said, Nice, 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 Nice. And that's why Rashi learned that it's only Xer. Why? If you learn the best Rosh Hashanah, and that's why you're not allowed to carry, then you're back to the original Kasha. If I've been to the Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to carry. Parents are allowed to carry Kamelis. But they gave it a new Shem Rosh
Hashanah.
What? Kamelis? The Gabi this halacha. And if you look further, it's the Duyik further. I'll explain to you why. If you take a look, Gemara also brings
more than 10.
We'll soon see. So it comes out like this. Remember, we asked what a Malkum Patur is. Is a Malkum Patur something?
Is it a shoes?
Or a Malkum Patur side is it's not?
Yeah.
Right. If you come and you learn Aber Shuyis L'Shabbos, that the Gemara only discusses what's again Hilchus Rishuyos. That's why the Rishonim learn Malkum Patur is a type of Rishus.
That's why
it's not Rishus. Meaning, that itself is Rishus. It's a Rishus of Ptur. Remember we discussed the Machlokes of Shishayin and the Malkum Ptur is nothing. Or it's, right? What's the Talion? If you learn that the whole Gemara is discussing Rishuyais, then Malkum Ptur doesn't belong to you. If you're learning about discussing the Halachas of Hilchus Shabbos, then all, any Halacha, Malkum Ptur is Grad Apart. Very nice. Carmel is Grad Egan Carrot. Mavid Dalar Abbas Shisaram is Grad Osir. If you learn that the Gemara didn't pick Mavid Dalar Abbas for a reason, it's a Hilchus Rishuya, it's Dalar Rishuya, it's Shabbos. What's in the game, Malkum Ptur? What's in the game? It's not a place. This is Rishus, which is Malkum Ptur. It's a Rishus that's given to Pasha. And that's the silence of the gang, Carmelis. Remember there's a whole silence welcome to the tour? Right? Is the tour in Carmelis? Very good. If you were Carmelis, I gave a Shem Rishus. They gave it a Shem Rishus. And the Titus welcome to the tour is they gave it a Shem Rishus, then it's proper. You can have a welcome to the tour in Carmelis.
But
if you learn there's no Rishus to Carmelis, and there's talking no Rishus to Malkum Ptur, so they gotta be both the same thing. It can't be the same whole thing. Right? That's the Rishayim that we learned last week, that they become one. It's nothing. You can't have a Malkum Ptur and a Malkum Ptur. It's all nothing. Tell me how you learn the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara Mitzchila Matzai, Din Rishuyai, Gemara say very good. Carmel is also Shem Rishus. Benegeya what? Benegeya not to carry in it. Malkum Ptur is a Shem Rishus. What kind of Shem Rishus is it? A Rishus with Tata. A Rishus with Tata. A Rishus with Smati. But mainly you can come and have a Malkum Ptur in a Carmelist. But if you learn that it's not new Rishuya, it's not halach. Rather than Hilchus Carmelis and Hilchus Dinas, maybe you can have a Hilchus Malkum Ptur. And rather than Hilchus Carmelis, he has both potters. How can you have one within the other? It's both potters. You know, there's a very famous choice. Whoever learned the first Rashi Bat Metzia? Anybody learned the first Rashi Bat Metzia?
Bat Metzia.
Everybody learned, right? Shnei Mulsakim. Shnei Mulsakim. Shnei Mulsakim. Right?
Yeah.
So everybody wants to. What does it mean they don't have more kayak one than the other? What does it mean? There's a choice in Shem Shmaita, but the Kleb is silent. What happens if one is a Marikama?
Ah, so then it's
more Mufsis. More Mufsis, right? Hey, was a Kleb, but Yaisa, but he has more Kaya. Huh? You did it, right? The famous Mufsis, famous. What is the Nesiva's attack the choice? How could it be more Mufsis than Mufsis? I mean, it's more in my pocket. He can't be more Mufsik than Mufsik. You have to know what it is. Yes, it's Bayus, isn't it? The word Mufsik means you're holding us. He said, what do you want? Oh, you're holding it tighter. You're holding with a better grip. What do you want? You're holding it. What's Mufsik? It's a famous Kasha. It's a famous situation of the team. They argue that first Rashi. Here's the same Shaila. The Shaila is, you can't have more Mufsik Patur than a Mufsik Patur. What do you want? You're free, finish. What's most? If you learn Kamos and the Shemeshus, and Malkum Tur is the Shemeshus, so when they come together, you have two Rishuyas, one within the other. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back. Come. What time is it?
12:40.
Do the tussle. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the kids what's in the gear. Yeah, I'll tell you the kids what's in the gear. Yeah. Askufa. What's an askufa? The Gemara. You learn the Gemara. That's what I want you to do. To come and prepare tomorrow. I want you to know the whole. The two dots. The Gemara brings an askufa, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now told me about buys the nice one. Next one, even nice one, right? Says the Gemara, then that scoofer has a lock in the pet. Right? So Rashi learns that the case of the scoofer, that you're allowed to put it on a bucket to l'chatchila. Rashi learns that l'chatchila, a person can go and put it on a bucket to l'chatchila. The Me'iri, Maizy Chiddush, if you hear he is from Gait, Halach Lamaisa. The Me'iri learns you can't put on a Makkum Patur always. You can't use it as a. It's a, you know what? From now on, I put things on a fire hydrant on Shabbos. The Me'iri learns you can only use it Bakroy. Only sometimes.
It
happens to be you're stuck in the street of this. You saw the Me'iri, you saw it inside? He says you can only use it Bakroy. What are they arguing in? If you hold it's nothing, so what's that? Do it 100 times. What do you care? If you held, they gave it a Shem Lock and that they patter, they only patter it all sometimes. To lead them to the tour. If you hold the side of Lock and says, what's this? Sometimes, yeah, by Croy, what's this? But if you. No, so I'm telling you, so watch the Hilchus Patur that they gave this Makkum with Tanoia. Patur means they gave it a din. Once it's a Rishos, but they gave a din in. What were the din? The din of that Potter, so they gave it Tanoia to those din. But if the Makkum Patur is you can't be chai, it's nothing. What's the difference? What's the difference? Do it, I mean. What does that mean? Because it's not chashiv. No, it's not chashiv. Even if it's not chashiv, what's the difference? Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. But if you learn the pshat is that they gave it a shemok, and they gave turim to the shemok, it's a din. Pot is not done because he does not to be chayav for. Pot is not a din pot. So they came and said, depends when. Depends how. They didn't make it tonight. They didn't make it that it's not chashiv. It's takra chashiv. The other pshat is makom to nothing. It's just like putting it in the air. Didn't give Tanoim, didn't give a Shem, didn't give a Rishus. No demon to a Makkum Patur. So you look up the Me'iri. The last thing I want to tell you is this puzzle, okay? Askuf, Abu Rishus and Shabbos. Kosh of the Rajbu. Listen, hey, Rishu, you have a fifth one. What's your fifth one? Karpaf. Sounds like my car. Car pop sounds like my car.
Mm-hmm.
My car is a car pop.
What's car pop.
It's got to be better tired. It's so big. It's a place that's so big. It's bigger than better tired. Shlo hukav l'dira. Hazerik v'shut rabim l'tochayit v'chayit. Name it top of the elbow down the avis. Yeah? See, out of 50 shoes. Yeah?
You tell me a bit.
Yes, Lama. Nahi reshut ha'achid gamur. Elohini deim et hapun boi elu b'dal ramis asuki karmelit. Yeah? Harehi kvar shono reshut ha'achid u karmelit. And it really says reshut ha'achid u karmelit. V'achinami lo itani chatsis lo irvai. And therefore doesn't say chatsis lo irvai because it's the same thing. Meaning this karpas, yeah, it's a shusha yachid gomer, but it has another din. Name it tam be'el v'dal ramas, a sukkah karmel. So the kash is, I mean, soy, it has dinas. Heretz is not bad for a shush, that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah. It has
different halachas, you're right. That's crazy halachas. That's strange halachas, you're right. But when that comes, tell me look. Shabbos. Come and tell me that Rishuya. This is not a Rishuya. It's Rishu Sayachin Tamar. Rishu Sayachin has different dinam, that's all. Different dinam. I want to show you Taisa Rush argues on this Taisa. Take out Taisa Rush. Karpas is tough, yeah, but the question is not tough. Chayiv, the question is why? Chayiv, you know, I'm carrying it.
קב לדירה והזורק מתוכו משול הרבים או משול הרבים לתוכו חייב ואם מתעצים בו אלה בדל דמות בלבד נראה לי לא תעני אלה רשויות החלוקות זו מזו כגון הקרמלית ומקום פטור שאין להם לא דין רשות היחיד ולא דין משול הרבים אבל כרפף רשות היחיד גמוע הוא אלא שהחמירו האחרים שלא יצלצל בו אלא לארבע אמות.
What do you say? He calls it what that has a rishus, has a din rishus, you see?
Yes, no,
it's clearly. Like, Tani Ella, rishus hachalukos, zumizu. Rishus hachalukos, zumizu. You see the lesson? He's going camel to Malcolm Tur. Unbelievable, no? Taisa Rosh, beautiful. We only said halukos, rishus hachalukos, zumizu. That's where I got trapped in Taisa. He learns in the Taisa clear, like I told you. We only have Rishuyas Chalukah Zumizu. Makom Patur and Karmelis. It's called Rishuyas Chalukah. You hear? Mashiach, over here, it's not Rishuyas, it's not a new Shem Rishuyas. Therefore, you understand. That's how the Taisa says clearly in Taisa. See? No, he explains Taisa. The way I explain Taisa says it clearly. No, it says the mom's open. Taisa says it's Rishuyas Yachidah. I'm with new deeds and so on. He says, but it's not Chalukah. It's not Rishuyas Chalukah, says Taisa Rosh. And here we take a sugya of Rishuya is Chalukah. Tell me, are you allowed to carry in a Karmelit? Are you allowed to carry in a Karmelit? So this Gemara is Mashiach, you're carrying a Karmelit, right? Shita la Ran, Daf Kuf Aleph. Brings a Ra'on, it's not carrying a Karmelit.
Yeah,
cool. I'm not in a Karmelit. Shita la Ran. He brings from the Ra'on.
You're not carrying where?
In the Malkum Tour, you're allowed to carry dollar on dollars? You're allowed to carry? I'll carry, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed to carry? Malkum Tour.
There's
not a few more. Tafila Yel Malkum Tour. Kak Dina de Ema Tatum by Elba Dollar Amis. Pelvic, you hear?
Pelvic is up. What is this? What is this? I'm sorry.
You know who told me this? The person who made the Erev in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the head of the Erev Yerushalayim. He wrote a sefer called Tiferes. His name of the sefer? No, Tiferes Shabbos, as it's called. Tuva. He made the Erev Yerushalayim. He's in charge of the Erev Yerushalayim. I told him once, Malkum Tur, that was just doing. He said, you like carrying a Malkum Tur? He showed me the Shitla Arad, he showed me. Yes. Mustabrali, yes. Baraozal Katav. You know this?
It's like
not a Malkum Tour, nothing. It's something, and it has dinim. I want to see him. I'll carry him. That's what I'm
saying.
No? Claw, right?
That's why, then when would you be allowed to carry?
Huh?
When would you be allowed to carry?
Shut the yachid, only shut the yachid.
No, and
you come through. To put something on it, but you wouldn't be allowed to be maverick in the dust. Well, for sure not. That's Rabbanu Gazer.
Even you would have reason you're
allowed to put it down, but that's it. But you wouldn't be allowed to carry it above the floor. Like the Miri Bakroi. There's dinim to it. Tell you. Why does it say carpet? Why not? Shutai says it's a regular Shusayachim. Sometimes you miss the point. It's not a Rishus Chalukah B'Sne'atzmo. It's not its own Rishus. It's not Rishus number five. It has dinim of different Rishus. Which question? Yeah, that was a question. That the Terrace Hill. The question was maybe it's Rishus Chalukah B'Sne'atzmo. We learned before. Zuhi Rishut Yachid says the Gemara Lemuute Mai. Zuhi. Whenever you say Zuhi, this and not something else, Lemuute Mai, what does it come to exclude? Zuhi Lemuute Mai. The word Zuhi comes to exclude. So what is it coming to exclude? Says the Gemara Lemuute Hada Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kadr Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani we learned. Yetzal came, Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Mishi Eshla Beis Bati Mishnei Tidur Shuta Rabin. If somebody has two homes on the two sides of the Shuta Rabin, Oseh Lechi Mikan V'Lechi Mikan, he makes a Lechi on both sides, Oseh Mikan V'Kayri Mikan, and Noisim V'Noisim V'Emtsa. And he does what he has to do in the middle, meaning he carries. Abulai. So he said back to him, hey, Magri Shutarab and Mikach. You can't make your Shutarab with Lechi Kaira. That's not how you make your Shutarab. Says the Gemara of Amai Kaira like Gemura. B'shnei tzidi reshut harabim. Rashi is zu keneged zu. The houses are opposite. Zu keneged zu. Says Rashi, lech mikam, lech mikam. B'shnei peot shalechem and abatim. Lech ba'alma. The Gesav Rabbi Yehuda. The kitchen is the bottom line. Rabbi Yehuda learns bez mechitzot ave reshut hayachid d'oraita. With two mechitzes, it becomes ready reshut hayachid d'oraita. Here you have two good mechitzas, mechitzah based bottom. The mechitzah of the two houses on both sides. And Rabbi said, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold, and why would Rabbi Yehuda hold, that two mechitzas make a shutayachid? I mean, man of shach, if it's mutzna, so lecheri should need four mechitzas. If it's mechalach of mechitzas, it should look like a bayit. And maybe I think you can get away with three in a door. Three in a tzurta pesa. How does two? Huh?
There's four now.
How do you have four?
Two enough. You have the two sides of the house also. There's two sides of the house also.
What you're doing is you're arguing on the Matthias. The Matthias is that you only have two, and if you do the whole, you only need two. You have two houses on two sides.
You have a wall already from this house.
I have a wall on this side.
Now let's put the wall both.
Yeah, but what's the lack of the curse? The heck, it's not.
Put it over here.
This one is the lack of the curse.
No, any two stores opposite each other.
I understand.
The truth is that what bothers me with this, I was thinking about it. Walls in general make something not open. In other words, enochanami. Enochanami. It's not enclosed, but you can't call it open. You see? What? Now, what's called the Rishut HaRabim? The Rishut HaRabim is open to the public. That's Rishut HaRabim. Open to the public. Something which already has Kaira is not called open. It's not called open. What? I don't know. I'm trying to, you see again, all I'm doing is I'm trying to understand the Hezbollah of how two Mechitzas work. Kaira, I would understand the Rishut HaYachid, either four walls or three walls. You hear? And a Surat HaPetach. I want to understand how two walls. Yes.
Once you have two walls, each person that passes by and sees, the sum of this and this house is one house. That's why this two cohort should be the Rishut
HaRabim. If you have a store on one side, makes a store on the other side, it's one house.
Yeah, this is the one connection, and that's why he has two cohorts.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're talking about houses, not stores. Compared to stores.
Same thing. With
without korot, without
there's a hashtag between the, there's a street between
them. Let me ask you a question. Let's say it's not even a house. Let's say you have two walls. Claim two walls. There's two walls standing. Why should you be that close to Sayyah?
Yes, because it's not open everything.
But that's not part that you have to learn. It's not completely open.
Oh.
I mean, that's. At first, how you have to learn something that's not completely open, that's already coined to Behuda, not called the Rishut HaRabim. Why called Rishut HaYachid? That's what I'm asking. I understand maybe why it's not called Rishut HaRabim, I still don't know why it's called Rishut HaYachid. Let's move on. I'll compare it to like this. Ma'u de Tema, he put us in Sensei Gemara, so what is the word Gemura? Good. Zuhi. Zuhi, you explain, Lafuki Rabbi Huda. Why does that say Gemura? Says the Gemara Mal the Tamo Ki Pligi Rabban and Alei Rabbi Yehuda, the Lehavi Shuti Achid, Hani Mili Letalta. I would come and say when the Rabban and argue on Rabbi Yehuda, the Lehavi Shuti Achid, that would be Letalta. Which means we won't permit the Tilka. That's what the Rabban won't permit. Avo, meaning we still don't call it a Shuti Achid. Avo, but Lizroy, but if a person threw a ball inside or something. To that effect, he would be considered chayiv. For that, it would yes be Rishut HaYachid. Mashmalon, it's not even Rishut HaYachid for that either. We see in the Gemara that there's two steps. That it could be Rishut HaYachid, and at the same time, not Rishut
HaYachid.
We see from here that even in the Gemara's two steps, the Gemara seems to learn something could be Rishut HaYachid for one thing, and that be Rishut HaYachid for another thing. Right? That's what you see from the Gemara. I want to hear this Rishut HaYachid. I want to say, what?
It's got
Zera. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Ma'al the Tema ki pli Rabbon alei Rabbi Yehuda, the bride to aim a'av in Rishut HaRabim b'kach, when they have a Rishut HaYachid, hani mili l'talto, she'imut l'talto b'tocha, k'tani aim a'av in Rishut HaRabim b'kach. Meaning, Rashi, I don't know if you guys understood this, but Rashi make a merge gedik in the Gemara. Why could the Gemara just say it's not a Rishut HaYachid? Why does the Gemara have to use the Lashon Eima Arvin?
Yeah.
Why does the Rabbanan have to attack back? You would like this Rashi, that's how Rashi's doing the Gemara. The Gemara attacks back, Eima Arvin Rishut HaRabim B'kach. Why couldn't you just say, Rabbi Yehuda, you hold the Rishut HaYachid, I hold it's not a Rishut HaYachid. The answer is, Eima Arvin, because it wasn't an issue of Rishut HaYachid, Megabi Zrika. That's why you lost an Eruv. Eim Arvin, it's not an Eruv, so we would be the diet. Eruv, but what's my fake with the gas is Rika. The gas is hot. Maybe it's hot as for Chayim. You hear? Says, well, I'm a lizard. Says, Eric, Mr. Saram, we're not holding it yet. We didn't explain it yet. We're just being the diet in the loss of the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Rashi is the diet in the loss of the Gemara. The fact that the Gemara attacks back. With which lashon? Instead of saying, Rabbi Yehuda, you hold this to Rishut HaYachid. I come and I hold it to Rishut HaRabim. Right? Why is he at Te'im Arvin B'kach? The Teretz is, the lashon Me'arvin is a get tiltal. And therefore, that gives the reason for the Gemara to Medayit. Tiltal maybe not. Zrika maybe yet. Says Rashi, why? I believe it. Says Rabbi Yisrael HaSeich HaMayit Leid HaKayit. Nishtei Mechitzes Dei Raisa. Nishtei Rishut HaYachid Aleha. Meaning, what's the get Eruv, we won't permit it. But what's the get Takeh Hilchis, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. And the Chanam is Takeh Rishus HaYachid, Kamash Malam, Gemurah. Now before we do the last part of the Rashi, since it says Gemurah, Gemara seems to tell me that legabi hakol. The word Gemara means completely. What negates to everything? Complete.
They're cholik on everything.
That this is a reshus hayachid Gemara and nothing else. Okay, this negates everything. Now, the problem with the lush of the Gemara is the shakal taya doesn't fit in. Why? Make the chesh. Let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara was learning that on one hand, Rabbi Huda holds it's reshus hayachid. And the Rabbanan are arguing, and they say, what? No, legabi eruv, it's not going to be good. And a chanami, legabi halach, it is reshus hayachid. So how did the Gemara take care of that? What does the Gemara take care of? What is Rashi helping me? It doesn't help me anything. If this is the shakl retire the Gemara, you following with me? It's very simple thing. That wasn't the Shaila. The Shaila was Eima Arvin Bekach. What was the Shaila? Eima Arvin Bekach. Right? You don't make an Erev like this. You don't make an Erev like this. Which means, we never discussed Rishus HaYachid. But Enochanami, what was the Rishus HaYachid? Rishus HaYachid, we'd agree the whole time that could be through Rishus HaYachid. So how does the Gemara help me? What is the Gemara telling me? That it's negate everything.
That's why.
I mean, what's the translation? So now that it says Gemara, now I know what. That this Rishus HaYachid for everything. Who said not? I mean, how does that change from originally that we held something could still be Rishus HaYachid, but still Eima Arvin Bekach?
No,
the opposite.
When it works for Gemara.
Mara is saying, since this is called...
All the Yanim is good.
Right, so therefore, no. But the Gemara never discussed Legabi Erev, maybe Taki can make an Erev with it. But in other words, are you with me? You following
me? Yes.
Let me see how to explain it to you simply. Rabbi Huda holds two mechitzas become what? The Reis Rishus HaYachid. Come along the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan seem to argue about the Eruv, which gives the Gemara room to say Eruv, Legabi Tiltel, and then we can still clear Legabi what? Legabi Zrika. Meaning that Legabi Zrika is Takachayim. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, no, Kamash Malan, since it says the Lashon Gemura, so we learn that this is not the Rishus HaYachid, but we got only the Rishus HaYachid that the Chacham spoke about, that's Rishus HaYachid Gemura.
Yes.
Now, when it says Gemura, what does it mean Gemura? It means Gemura we would say Legamri. It doesn't mean Gemura complete, but Legamri for all cases, right? Legamri for all cases. So getting back to the Deek of the Gemara, so why did they say Ma'ar from the Kach? I mean, you didn't answer the Kach yet, a very nice Deek. Hey, Ivan Mikasa, what's the terrace of the Kasha? They should have answered back that this is never called the Rishus HaYachid. Why do they come and argue about the Erev? What's that to the terrace of the Kasha? I mean, good. But the Havamina, Kamash Malon, differently. Yeah, but the Havamina wasn't just a Havamina based on nothing, it was a Havamina based on what they said. So why they talk to speak about the Eimar and the Kach? And what's the Kamash Malon? Avalizrik, Sansurik, Mushasarab, Mutaych, Maidli, the Chayiv. They will be Maidli, the Chayiv. Why? Because they Mechitzais, the Semish of Sarab Malel. It has the Semish of Sarab Malel. Right? What are you asking?
Right, so maybe it's because they argue with Lechi's Eker and not Eker.
See, but it's not going to change anything. I mean, Manashach, if you hold this, Irish should say, yes, that's all we're talking about.
No, they did say we're not, you don't mean Irish versus Rishus HaRabim. So they're holding it is Rishus HaRabim. It's not Kavul saying that it's Rishus HaRabim. Because it's don't make an error for Rishus HaRabim. That doesn't mean it's not Rishus HaRabim.
He said Rishus HaYachid, and they came and said, you're not my Rishus HaRabim like this.
As if they're saying, you don't create Rishus HaYachid.
Why don't you just attack the whole thing? It's not Rishus HaYachid. Then it started. The whole thing never started.
Maybe they're holding the Lechi Mechitza, and they think
it's... Can't be. We know it's not. What do you mean? It's not. No, how can it work? What's Takib Shadli Gemara? So, in other words, the Havamina wasn't based on a Havamina just to report. It was based on something that they said. Meaning they should have said it's talking about Rishus HaYachid. What's the Teres of the Kasha? I mean, what happened to the Kamash? Kamash Malon, the word Gemura. And the Teres of the Kasha, why they say Marvin? For some reason, that doesn't have to bother us anymore. Why not? I mean, what happened to the reason why you said it in the first place? What's the reason that we said, you don't understand what I'm asking? What was the reason, l'chatchila, that we said that could be, it would be good for Lizrik, that it's Takos Ram for Lizrik? And the reason is because the Chacham said, they never said that, what, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Kamash Mulan, the word Gemurah. Yeah, but what's with the deal, though? What's with your good question? You answered, you had a very good question. Your question was that the Chachamim came along and said, hey, Ma'arv, let them just say, Farash Tayachim. No?
I don't mean him, Ma'arv.
Yeah, but they said, hey, Ma'arv. Why would they say, hey, Ma'arv, if they didn't mean that? They should just say, Farash Tayachim. It's nothing to do with the Eruv. Hey, Ma'arv, it's Ma'arv, you worry about the Eruv. It's nothing to do with the Eruv. This is just not a... Okay, let me ask you a question. If a person put an Eruv around the chair, right? What do you say? There's a problem with the Eruv, there's a problem with the Yaakov's chair. So the comment says, he made a non-kosher Eruv here. He made an Eruv in the potato salad. Person made an Eruv in the potato salad. Do put a lechi in a kair and everything's under control. Stop carrying in the middle. Okay, carry in the middle, no problem, start carrying. I, it's not covered from all sides, cast it from ice. Then I come and I ask you a simple question. How could Rabbi Yehuda hold two walls make a Rishus HaYachid? How does it make a Rishus HaYachid? Like, God be what? Is this a Rishus HaYachid? Do you know anybody who lives in two walls? You know such a thing? You know anybody? No, right? This is the second question I ask you. What makes two walls of Rishus HaYachid? No ceiling with Rishus HaYachid. So we started, Avram was saying, Mutznat's a little bit more covered. It's very difficult to say that to Rishus HaYachid, right? Then I start reading the Gemara. But the Gemara starts telling me a whole story with the Chacham who disagree. The Chacham says, Ey ma'ar Rishus HaYachid b'kach. That's how you make Rishus HaYachid. Sorry, Rishus HaRabbi. That's how you make an Erev Rishus HaRabbi. Comes with the Chacham and they answer back. I'm sorry, that's the Chacham to say to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Chacham to say to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the deal of the Gemara. All he spoke about an Erev, maybe only the Gabi Erev. Mash Malan, it's even the Gabi Zrika too. And that's why it says the word Gemara. So actually, let's learn the Gemara. Let's read. Who ever said anything about an Erev Rishus HaRabbi? Where do you see the word Erev Rishus HaRabbi? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rishus HaYachid, and you're fixing the Rishus HaYachid. That's what you're doing. Now, what you're talking about. And then what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara comes along and says that the Gemara is going to help me out. I mean, how does the Gemara help me out? What does the Gemara do for me? Yeah, I mean, what is Gemara? This is Rishus HaYachid Gemara.
The
Kashi. Yeah, I mean, so I don't see, so why do you use the Lashon Erev? I don't see, what are you talking about? In other words, the terrors of the Gemara doesn't answer me anything. I come and tell you that's not how you make an Erev. So you come tell me you use the Lashon Gemara somewhere. What is that? I mean, the Mice asking you, Kashi, why do you come and say that's not how you make an Erev? You should come and say that's not a Rishus HaYachid, period, that's all. And who speaks about Erev? What's the Erev point? Just talk, yes, it's not a Rishus HaYachid.
Maybe, Rabbi, there is different
types
of Rishus
HaYachid,
no?
This is what we have to get at. Now, basically, let's look at Rashi Sita. Rashi Sita is, here, what's the case? The case is, Gemura, says Rashi, Kilayma. Zuhi, Shenigmaru minyan mechitzay shalach. This is the one that was nigmar. Zuhi shenigmaru minyan mechitzay shalach. Notice that Rashi doesn't learn the zuhi, that zuhi is a Rishus HaYachid and something else is not.
Yep.
It's something else. Zuhi shenigmaru, that the mechitzas were nigmar. Yeah? I would have wanted Rashi to say zuhi Rishus HaYachid and anything else not Rishus HaYachid. Right? No. Zuhi, this is a case of a Rishus HaYachid that the mechitzas are finished. Mashiach Rabbi Yehuda's case, the mechitzas are not complete. Very interesting Rashi, right? Right, and that's what Rabbanan is saying. Zuhi not, meaning we disagree. You know Daniel's good. Rashi's learning the Zuhi is not going on the Rishut, but Rashi's learning the Zuhi is going on the mechitzas. Zuhi, this is a case where the mechitzas are nigma. Continues Rashi.
That's much more of the
Gemara. Yeah. Comes along Rashi and he says like this. Mishalak sheyesh lemechitzas mikol tzad. He's like chritz v'chein gedder. Like a chritz and a gedder. That they have mechitzas from all sides. You hear? As a gedder. Tamina b'dal tzadim good asik. P'nei mechitzah reishay. V'nim tzad reishay mukh b'dal tzadim chlali dalim. Abud Rabbi Yehuda. But in Rabbi Yehuda's case, comes along Rashi, he says, Mashenkein, Avod Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda is not a case of Rishut HaYachid, but Rabbi Yehuda is like Nigma Mechitza Shula, Leminyana. La Rishut HaYachid Yikla. He doesn't say that it's not Rishut HaYachid. Again, he addresses the what? The Mechitza, and the Mele is not Rishut HaYachid. Mele is not through the Mechitza. Now, no answer yet. All I'm showing you, I'm pointing out from Rashi, that Rashi didn't learn the Zui Pasha. He should have learned very Pasha. Zui Rishut HaYachid. It's not a Shulchan. Anything else which doesn't look like this is not a Shulchan HaYachid. No, says Rashi. This is a Shulchan HaYachid with the Mechitzas Anigma, you hear? Hashanki Rabbi Yehuda's case, it's not Nigma the Mechitzas. The Mela, the Lav, therefore, it's like a Mela. The Mela, therefore, what happens is, the Shulchan HaYachid he klal. It's not a Shulchan HaYachid.
Because the Shulchan HaYachid is based on the Mechitzas itself, maybe.
In other words, now, everybody else that learns the Zuzer Shigmura, that's why it's duchas to them to say the opposite. Zuzer Shigmura is a Shigmura. For Rashi, it's not true. Zuzer Shigmura is nothing at all.
We'll talk. Now let's talk. There's a very interesting Rambam, okay? From Rashi's Mashma, that in order to make a Rishus HaYachid, how many walls do you need? You need four walls? Rashi says, the walls all from all sides. I bring you the Rashi Dibra Maskamash from Gemara, Mechitzas Mikol Tzad. Rashi sees Mechitzas Mikol Tzad. If you take up the Rambam in two places, the Rambam says the same thing. In Perik Yudalib, Halacha Dalib, and Perik Yudzayin, Halacha Tes. Right? Rambam, who's looking it up? Who's reading? Me, Mikoref, first.
I have Rambam. Perik Yudzayin. Perik Yudzayin, Halacha.
Perik
Yudzayin?
Yes.
And
Perik Yudzayin,
what
is it? Ezo Kabili.
Perik Yudalid, Halacha Dalid.
Ezra Gabinit.
Yeah.
Ezra Gabinit, Tal Sheesh Bo Alba Araba. Oh, Yasser Al Kemet, the Kabos to Tal Bat Asara.
Yes?
The Sakamit Ena Kabet Ela Ad Asara, Ena Kabat Pakot Ela Araba. The Kan Hadid Sheesh Bo Alba Araba, or Yasser Al Kemet, Bahokin to Tal Asara. The Kamakam Shukab, Bahokin to Tal Asara.
The Kaim Hakam Shukab,
Bahokin to
Tal Asara. Ramam Sheet is, Al Shusayach, like Rashi, has to be what? Hukum Yadam Mechitzis. Take a look at the Rambam, Perik Yuzayin Halacha Tes.
Mavoi she'en terchovo shlosha tfachim. Eino tzarech lo lechi, lo kora, umuta letaltel bekulo. Shekol pachot mishlosha hareu.
It's like the cock itself, right?
Now, מבוי שיחסירו בקורא, אף על פי שמותר לתלתל בכולה, כשאתה יחיד, אז הורג נתוחה לרשות הרבים, או מרשות הרבים לתוכו פטור. שהקורא משום היכר היא עשויה. אבל אם הכשירו בלחי, הזורג מתוכל ברשות הרבים או מסתרבים לתוכה, חייב שהלחי הרי הוא כמחיצה ברוח רביעית.
ברוח רביעית, ברוח רביעית, אוקיי, means you need 3 and 1. That's around 3 and 1. And the mechitza is the fourth one, the lechi. No. But the lechi becomes the fourth wall. I'm saying, but you need four. Good. Rama says that it's a wall, and therefore you have four. Okay. There are shas on the spot over here. Comes and says that's the stira between Rashi here and Rashi and Ervin. And he brings the Rashi and Ervin. Rashi and Ervin says clearly that you don't need four walls, and three walls is good enough. He says the chayr is a contradiction in Rashi. It's famous to do that the only answer that Rashi is not a contradiction, Rashi is a mistake. Because it's a very famous Rashi. The Rashi in Erev and Daftes, he says that there's an afkamina between where is the Rishus HaYachid open up into. If the Rishus HaYachid opens up into Rishus HaRabim, then you need four walls. Here the Rishus Aram opens up into a Carmelis, then it's good enough to be wolf.
Okay.
Mainly they say there's two Rashi. Our Rashi's going what? That it opens up into the Rishus Aram.
That's when you go wolf.
Kane, Kane, when it opens up into a Carmelis, it's good enough for...
Talking about this, the Carmelis?
No, not Rabbi Yehuda. It's like Rashi that learns in the Rabbanim for wolf. That's when it opens up into the Rishus Arabim. Before Shirashi. The Rashi holds what opens up into the Rishus Arabim. If the Rishus Arabim opens into the Rishus Arabim, it needs to be covered on all sides. But if it opens into a Karmelit, then you only need three wolves. And they say that that's the two Gemaras. Good. My question to you, I don't see the difference. What's the difference what it opens up into? I'm not curious. You want to know what this is. What makes this a Rishut HaYachid, right? And the answer is, whatever it is, if it's four walls, then it's four walls. If it's three walls, then it's three walls.
Maybe three.
What's the difference what it opens up into? What's in the gap?
It makes it more easy.
So I know emotionally the difference. That's emotional talk. That's very emotional. Shlabin sounds very nice. And, yeah, but that's Lamai. Huh? But it's not true. If I had dinner just around there, it wouldn't help you anymore.
Maybe three walls.
And a Carmelist.
Maybe three walls
means more cash.
I mean, this had to be. You know what you're missing. You're missing this situation. These three walls on all sides of Rishut HaRabim, just the fourth wall open leads into a Carmelit. I mean, Lamaisa, this is a Mechitza for Rishut HaRabim. This is a Rishut HaYachid within a Rishut HaRabim. What is the difference if it opens up into Rishut HaRabim or it opens up into a Carmelit? What's the difference? And that's where I bring you. Mao Yisod, Bez Ber, Achilu, Ben Patuch, Rishut HaRabim, Ben Patuach with Carmelit.
Okay. Rabbi, the ceiling never counts?
Ceiling's not again. You don't need a ceiling. Mm-hmm. You need a ceiling. What do you see? What do you see? Okay. So Rashi sheet is four, depending on where it opens up into. Okay. I want to show you the Pnei Yeshua and Sfat Emet. They speak very nice diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. Let me show you. It says like this, it says the Pnei Yeshua. Amai Kari Le Gemura. Okay. Omnom Laniyaz Daiti. Tom Laniyah Ovi Sa'olim. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I'm Matmiya. Avot Olam Vashim Toslot. Rajba. Kashubi Otel Fares Lashon Gemura. But they're all busy trying to figure out what does the word Gemura mean. What does the word Gemura mean? Well, if you ask a Tanu Liyul Blasona Brayta, Asi Shapir. But the way we learn the Brayta, says the Pnei Yeshua, it's very good. Why? The Hakel Lefaris Lashon Gemura B'Tachlus Tapsitut. You can explain Gemura simply. V'Hainu Lamai the Parishes. The pasta, the list of the Zuhirish Shodi Achid Gemura Hainu Ashminon. The Gede V'Chrit Shigayven Asar V'Rachman Arba Avagav the Lav Hainu Shodi Achid Gemura Shkatub B'Torah. Even though this is not the Rishut HaYachid in the Torah, the case of Rishut HaYachid in the Torah was a hole, it's a pit. Yosef was the only guy that was thrown into a pit. But that's not the case of the Torah Rishut HaYachid, right? So the Chidush is that even though this is not what the Torah talks about here, someone asks you, where do you live? I live in a hole. Right? I live in a hole, they say, it's expression. I live in a hole. Right? It doesn't mean literally a hole. What does it mean? Korban, that's all it means. I live in a junk. But nobody lives in a hole. So why is Shusa Yachid called a Harit? A bore? What kind of the only people that live in a cave in a bore is Taliban, yeah? Osama bin Laden lives in a bore. Tora Bora. Normal people don't live this. Why is that called the Shuddi Achid?
Tura.
Answer the Pnei Yeshua. That's why it says Zuyu Shuddi Achid Gemura. So it says like this. Hayet Ishmin Kama. The crowd of you Kama Machna. The Hanan Vade Ayub Stam Shuddi Achid Mamish. שעשויים לדירו, ויש שם גימוי דל מחיצוס. מה שאיקין, הח, תגדר חיצ שאין עשויים לדירו, this is not made לדירו, הוא כסל כדאי תלוי אבי שעשה יחד גימור מדרעייתא, I would say שעשה יחד גימור מדרעייתא. חי, לא, אנחנו עזרים, כמה שמלון, דהד הכהד את כול אבי שעשה יחד גימור, אני אסכים יותר לחי וסכילו. אלו, דאפילו הוקי לא שמיותרו. Says Bnei Yeshua, it sounds good, but it still doesn't answer me completely. Why? It's still extra. Just say it. Rosh Hashanah, I know. So again, what it's Zuhi, I just say this is Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll know that it's Lav Davka, right? The Zuhi still not answer. Says the Bnei Yeshua, Shemachi Masach HaKasap, the Lashon Gemur Itzel Diyuka. דafka חנך together חנית דינו קושי אפ גמורה שניסק מתירה מחיל. אשתי חפתי יתה אוקי. קים דלקה אשתי מחיצוס תולי אבי קושי אפ גמורה. ורבנן דביו דafil חורה. וחי מזלית מישוס הרבי מותיחי. וקושקי אינדי קושי אפ מקולה. ואחר חתקיו לטאטו סקר רבנן. קים דafil אבי דינו קיקאמוס אב אס. כי נירלי דafka אסמבלי שום גימגום. ולא ניחלי מאקם את השמיים. One side, how does he translate the Gemara? Exactly the way we learned Lechatchi. What? Kul and Chum.
Yes.
I would say that it's what? It's not considered Shuta Yachid for Kula, but for Chumra Lechayim, we would say it is. Kamash Malan, even for what? For Chumra. The word Gemara just means Kul and Chumra. And you old guys started jumping on me, remember he was jumping on me? Because the Pnei Yeshua, that's how Pnei Yeshua looks, yeah? I would say Dafka for what? I would say Dafka for what? Kul and Chumra. Yeah? Kul and Chumra. I would say, when do we say it's Rishas Ayachid Gemura? I'm sorry, when will we say Rishas Ayachid? Lechiv maybe, Lechumra will say it. The cooler we won't say, Elchanan.
So
listen carefully, listen good.
Oh, so father threw up on the prime minister.
According to Rashi, it's beautiful, right? Because according to Rashi, meaning Pnei Yeshua, according to Pnei Yeshua, it's beautiful. Where are we going to come and say, you hear, God, you hear? Where are we going to come and say that it's a Rishut Ayachid? I would say maybe Lakula. Lakula, I would come and say, you know, I don't want this to be a Rishut Ayachid, therefore you're not going to carry.
You're just saying it's
the Lekula. Thanks. Therefore, Lekula, when we're going to come and say it's not a Rishut Yachid.
Therefore,
we're not going to be naked and say you can carry. We'll say it's not a Rishut Yachid. But Lekula to be Chayiv, we would say Yachayiv. Kamash Malon, it goes both ways. Lekula and Lekula. This is Shad Gemura. Gemura would mean, like I said, Legamri. But Rashi doesn't learn the Legamri. Rashi learns it's going on the Mechitzot.
Yes.
So if you look at the Sfatemet, Sfatemet says like this. Tzad kasher, kivu dal kochov lav davke chritz, dohogimu mechitza sagi, gamu rabbonon, eich matzinu ledai deloi krib Yehuda. Kivaldik. He's taking on the Sfatemet, like the halach of Rav Rishayim. Rashi's mashmataka from all sides. The mice of Rav Rishayim disagree with the Rambam.
You need three, yeah?
All you need is three. As a matter of fact, we soon see with Chazainish, the Chazainish says two is also good enough. You know that?
Yeah.
Wait, meaning, let's say, according to the Mount, right, Gam is the famous thing, Chazainish. For example, let's say, according to the Shittas, the whole you need four. If you have three like this, it would be good enough.
Wow.
This is his site, very famous his site. Besides the Rishus Ayak, we'll soon discuss more about Rishus. Technically.
No, push it, but
you push it. But Lechaira, three walls would be good enough. You hear?
Because he says close, so he
doesn't say it, though. We'll see. Now, what am I trying to bring out? I'm trying to bring out like this. You hear?
At least you don't have four.
Oh, so he's Rav Rishayim. B'chlalo, all you need is three. They argue on the Rambam. So the Sfasemis is going with the Rav Rishonim, that all you need is three, so what do they do with the Gemara? So it's good. Let's see Rashi holds Rambam. Okay, you know what? Let's say. But Rav Rishonim don't hold like the Rambam. So when they learn the Gemara Gemura, it's lavdafka Gemura, right? Because it's Charit has four, and you don't need four. So then you can say it's two already. Once you're knocking off one wolf, says about that, miss, you knock off two wolves. What do you want?
You can say the whole
way
properly.
So,
you only have
three, not four. Well, no, but the Rishayim, you always only need three. Always, you only need three. So once you knock it off, says it's not them, it's one wall anyway. So what's the Gemara? According to those Rishayim, what's the Gemara? Where do you cast? The Tzarek Laiman, Mikhech Hayitur.
Those questions, you take it off one, but you, it is closed from all four, three sides.
That's a Chazanish, but it's not the case.
But it is open, yes. It's
saying, according to the three is good enough.
Yeah, okay.
It's good to make a taste. Once you say it's not this, and maybe who says they are?
Now we see so, yeah, okay.
Once we get a comment there, according to our bottle, you don't need four, you only need three. So maybe you only need two. We swapped up. It means it's not, you don't need like a chalit. Swapped up. The Zuhi is lav dafka, so then it can be lav dafka for two of them. Says lav davis. Why am I mikrei chayitur? Mikrei chayitur medai kachi. Mikrei chayitur. Okay? Meaning that the M is... Emechanami. In Svara, it should make a chilip. But the mere fact that the Gemara says the word Gemura, so therefore we have to come and say that it's not Rabbi Huda. Meaning, and it's not mamish, this is like this. But the fact that we have to use the lashon Zuhi and Gemura, we're trying to add something. So we're trying to argue on the least sita. The least sita is two, we must hold it, you need three. Right? So Enochanami, it's taken that with the yuka, it's taken that real. It doesn't have to be like a charit, but the mere fact that the Gemara used the lashon Zuhi, obviously we're trying to add something. So we must be having to add on the sita that holds what? Therefore, we hold three. Okay? I think Rabbi said you have to learn the Pshat the Gemara as follows. You'll soon see what I want. If you take a look, yeah, there's two dinim in Rishus HaYachid. There's a din Rishus HaYachid which doesn't need a heter of tilta. It's not a heter to be metalful. There's no issue. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong to be metalful.
Yes. Okay.
Slow. Four more. Then there's something called a heter eruv within Rishus HaYachid.
And that permits you to
within the Rishus HaYachid. No, that's an eruv type. Rishus HaYachid. There's a Rishus HaYachid. See here? Yeah. That the Rishut HaYachid is mutter to carry. There's no heter. It's mutter. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there a heter to eat chicken?
Not in the first place.
No, it's in the first place, right? It's mutter to eat chicken. Not a heter to eat chicken. Right? Then there's something called Eruf, which means I can make a Rishut HaYachid legabi heter tofu. I think that's the shock of the time in this Gemara. The Gemara never discussed, according to Yehudin and Rabbanon, what a Rishus HaYachid is. Rishus HaYachid is Rishus HaYachid. That's not the issue. The Shaila is in Hilchus Erevin. So when the Gemara says, Eima Arv Rishus HaRabim Bekach, and I ask you a question, what do you mean, it's Rishus HaYachid? Rabbi Yehuda never held that that's what Rishus HaYachid is, but he held the Gabi Heter, Eruv, that's already called the Rishus HaYachid. Pshat, it becomes Oish Rishus HaRabim. There's such a thing called Rishus HaYachid, and there's such a thing called I made it not Rishus HaRabim. In order, you hear? In order to carry, all you need is that it shouldn't be Rishus HaRabim. Where do we know this from? Yesterday, Shia. Do you remember I asked you when it says Doim Rishus HaRabim, Doim, remember? Once it's not Doim Rishus HaRabim, it's good enough to come and say what? Then there's no issue to carry it. Remember the Gemara? Remember I asked you, Kash, why could we come and say it's Rishus HaYachid? Rishus HaRabim. Why does we always learn the opposite? It's not Doim Rishus HaRabim, and it's not Doim Rishus HaRabim. Why are we talking about the dimi and the terrace of very posh? There's such a thing called Rishus HaRabim, there's something called Rishus HaYachid. Grad in Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to carry, and grad in Rishus HaYachid, there's no problem carrying. But then there's such a thing called making from Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. There the pshat is, as long as you made it not into a shasarabim, it's already heter to carry for min aloch. That's what Rabbi Yehuda means. With two mechitzes, I made it that it's not a shasarabim. Comes along the rabbanon and they say, no, ein ma'arvin reshasarabim bekach. So the Gemara understood what the Gez Rika though, it should be okay. So the Gemara, no, Kamash Muhammad. The Gemara didn't mean Eruv Legabe Tiltu. The Gemara meant Eruv Legabe Shasarabim and Arish Sayach. That's the Pshat in Eruv.
Once you break dinner Shasarabim, once you be Matar
Tiltu.
So once you broke the dinner Shasarabim, how do you not Matar Tiltu in it? Or Mimelo?
No, Mimelo is Matar Tiltu. The instant Tiltu has to be, because it has to be Daimel Shasarabim. The Gemara never said Issa Tiltul is when it's Rishus Harabim. The Gemara says Issa Tiltul is when it's Daimu Rishus Harabim. Right? The Gemara of Manal. Once it's not Daimu Rishus Harabim, Melech Mut. So the Gemara is trying to say like this. How do I make a Rishus Harabim not a Rishus Harabim? And the answer to that is, if I go and I put in it, what? With the two Mechitzes. The two Mechitzes, and that's what Rashi says clearly, Gemara. What's the Gemara? Zuhi. This is the case where the mechitzas were complete. You know, you should say simple. This is just a yach. This is a rabbin. This is never just a yachid anyway. Rabbi Yehuda never meant it's a real rishus hayachid, but this is the rishus hayachid, meaning you have the mechitzas that are matir. This one has it and this one doesn't have it. That's what it means. For Rashi, it's clear that we're talking about two different Rishus Hayachis. Rashi says it clearly. Read the Rashi with me. Says Rashi, Shloimar, Zuhi, Shenigmaru, Minyan Mechitzes Shalom. This is a Rishus Hayachid that the Minyan Mechitzes were finished. That's Shiesel Mechitzes we call Tzad, Recharitz. Right? Avol, the Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda? The Rishus Hayachid of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a new Rishus Hayachid. There it's like Nigmar Mechitzes Shalom. And still, no, that's what he's saying. The Lav Rishus Hayachid, he klal, and Gabi Dallah.
Rashi says that it has to be done with the
Shudayachid. No, since Lamaisa, it wasn't, it's not Nigmar the Mechitzes, so therefore we can't call it Rishus Hayachid. Even with Gabi the Heter of Tiltul. Imagine it's not a real Rishus Hayachid. Imagine it's not a regular Rishus Hayachid. Regular Shudayachid is four walls. But the Gabi the Heter of Tiltul, I would come and say it's already Rishus Hayachid, Gabi the Heter of Tiltul. Meaning, if not a Rishus Harabim, no, since it's not Nigmar Mechitzes Shalom, therefore it's not a Rishus Hayachid, Klal Gabi Afilu Tiltul. There's two Allah Rishus Hayachid. There's real Rishus Hayachid, and then there's Rishus Hayachid, Gabi Heter Tiltul. That's what the Gemara means.
So what's the halal meaning?
What's the halal meaning what?
In the Rabbanan and Rabbanan.
No, because we would thought the reason why I use the Lashon name Arvin Lakula Lachum of the Pnei Yeshua. Ema Arvin Lakula Lachum of the Pnei Yeshua. Kamash Milan. The Ema Arvin is, it's not a heter in Eruv.
It
has to be like a. That's right. It's not enough. This is not Nigma Mechitzis. It's not even enough to be Mat. The Behuda holds it's already enough to make it one into Rishus Hayachid. Got a heter Tiltul. It's not enough for the heter Tiltul. Posh Pshat Nigma. Mamish Posh Pshat Nigma. I'll say it again. One more time. Huh? I ask you a simple shayla. When you read this Gemara, you look at Rabbi Yehuda and you say, how does two walls turn to Rishus Hayachid? How does two walls turn to Rishus Hayachid? Well, what's he talking about?
Lechi, the
thing. But it's not. Lechi doesn't make it. Lechi, the Kayer, it doesn't make it to Rishus Hayachid. Two walls, the Natayer is called Rishus Hayachid. That doesn't make sense. What does he say? What does he say? Well, what does he mean? How could two walls make something? Tavro said good. It's already not a shutarat. Remember you started saying like that? And you didn't understand the significance of what you were saying.
Yeah.
But you were saying with regish, with emotion. I'm Mishra Shutarabim, Shram's open. Either yeah or not, right? Maybe yeah. Well, who said? Shutarab doesn't have stores on both sides of the wall. They don't have mechitzas. Who said? Okay. But you felt for feeling, you said it's already not called open, strong, public. All right. So, little did you understand the significance of what that means. Pshat. Let's move to the Gemara itself. Let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off, Behuda, Zuhi, Rabbi Huda's out of the question. We take Rabbi Huda and we say, Rabbi Huda, Zuhi is wrong. Because according to you, you can have even less. You can have two wolves. Rabbanan says Zuhi, you can't have two wolves. So I ask you, why does the Gemara split between the Zayrik and the Tiltel? Gemara says maybe for Tiltel it's not good, but for Zayrik you practice it to Zayok and Yechayim. So we said that Rashi correctly points out, because the Gemara used a Lashon named Arvin. Masha, that's the Gabi Erev and Tiltel, and that's the Gabi what? Chiyuv Achnas and Oitza. So I ask you a question. If this is true, let's say Rashi is telling the truth, which Mechari should be, then what's the Kamashim of the Gemara? Kamashim, well, that's even the gear for what? For Tiltel. Then why Taka did you say Marvin? I mean, how can the Gemara go back to answer that question? It's probably the question. The Gemara really says, hey, Marvin, Kamashim, Erev. Kamashim is not only Erev, so why do you say Erev? If you didn't mean Erev, why say Erev? You hear the question? Simple question. Merging a kasha. Had anybody seriously learned the Gemara like a man, she would have asked this question. The whole thing is big, because the truth is you probably want to dike the Rashi. But Rashi's open. Rashi says the dik is based on the fact that you use the Lashon name Arvin. So then the Kamashwan is nothing. What are you talking about, Imam and Shah? What are you saying? Kamashwan, it's not that way. You know my brother's famous joke. I will say it over. You're right, but you're wrong. Right? You're right, but you're wrong. Does that make sense in Gemara? No. You can't be right and wrong, right? If you're right, then you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You can't come and say you had a good kasha and Kamashmal Afapikin. Well, what does that mean? Enachanami. You know what I mean? Afapikin, it's Kamashmal. What's the shot? Then I ask you. If you take a look, Rashi learns that what? I would think it's only the Gabi Eruf. Only the Gabi Eruf. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is Kamash Malon. It's legabe everything. Yeah, but why? I mean, why should I say that? Mm-hmm. Where in Legamri do we see a tchil of a site? Where do you see that? I mean, where do you see it? It says legabe, so what does legabe mean? Legabe all cases, that's what legabe means. Gemura means legabe all cases. So then you have to take the word Gemura and translate legabe. Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi uses the word what? Gemura. Rashi didn't say Legamri. Rashi didn't say it's Negev to Rishut HaYachid. I'm sorry, this is not a Rishut HaYachid for all cases, which would mean Zayrik and Mavir and Metalsal. But he says Gemura. Yeah, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was for what? Not what it is. Rashi says interesting. Of course Rashi learned the Gemura is what? Not Legamri, but rather Paul's were finished, not finished. I asked you, what are you talking about? This is yet finished. It's not, I mean, this is Shaseyah. It's not a Shaseyah. I don't want to. What's wrong with simple? This is a Shaseyah. And this is not. I mean, this is over. Shoot, I hear that the walls are finished, and this is Shaseyah. The walls are not finished. What's Rashi say? Rashi should say, this is a Shaseyah. And it's not a Shaseyah. No. This is a Shaseyah. The walls are finished. What walls? What are you talking about? Either it's a Shaseyah. What's he saying? And the Teretz is very poshut. Teretz is very poshut. Pnei Yeshua learns that the whole shakl of the Tari Gemara is the Chumran Kula. Chumran Kula. Chumran Kula. So that's what changes. I would think it's only Legabe Kula that we don't say Rishon Yachid. Means we're not going to let you be Metalpul. But Lechumran to be Chayiv, we would say Yechayiv. Yeah? Hamash Malon, that we say it's Lechumran and Lekula. And then Legabe becomes what? Gemura legabi all the time. I'm telling you like this. Rashi learned completely different. Rashi learned like this. Rashi was learning that there's such a thing called the Rishut HaYachid. That doesn't have to be explained, and that's not needed to machloikis between the Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Stoma machloikis is what a Rishut HaYachid is. You know what a Rishut HaYachid is? A house. And a house has
four walls.
The question is, how do we take a Rishut HaRabim and undo it with Gabi Hetzer Tiltel? That's the Shaila. To undo it with Gabi Rishut HaRabim. To make it matter Rishut HaRabim. The Gemara Nomad Aleph says clearly, the Rishuyos that we're discussing, what's Karmelit? Karmelit is not this and not that. Pirush, a Hetzer Tiltel. Where does the Hetzer Tiltel come from? the moment it's not what?
Rishus
HaRabim, it's already enough to say what? That's Mutl Tafel. What I actually showed you yesterday.
Yes.
And by Carmelis, what once it's not.
Once Mavatl did it.
Right? Because it also has Rishus HaYachid. I'm telling you, because it has Rishus HaRabim also. Our case is it won't have any Rishus HaRabim. A Karmel, this is a pshat. It's not doing Rishus HaRabim, it's me mutter. But it's not doing Rishus HaYachid, it's Melech Tafel. Here's doing Rishus HaYachid. But to get the Eruv, what you have to do is undo the Rishus HaRabim and give it a stickle surah of Rishus HaYachid, and then it becomes Mutl HaTafel. Because
but not that you turn into a Rishus HaYachid Gama.
You don't need to make it to Rishus HaYachid Gama. The Mela, that's where they argue what turns it into not a Rishus HaRabim? This Rishus HaYachid. That's the fact.
Two walls help it not make it?
This, what makes it already not a Rishus HaRabim? The two walls give it a diamond to Rishus HaYachid and take it away from the Rishus HaRabim. Once that is, the Mela you can carry, because that's the din of Heta Tiltul. That's where the Heta Tiltul is. Mameiwa, that's the Shakutai Gemara, Ema Arvin. Ema Arvin Rishus Rambika. You know, this is not a good. The issue wasn't Rishus HaYachid anymore. The issue was Rishus, is Eruv Rishus Rambin. Of this, the Gemara says, Kamash Malon, says Rashi, the Havamina was Kulin Chumma. The Havamina was Kulin Chumma. Kamash Malon, beautiful. Ema Arvin is not because of Kulin Chatkilim in the Evid. The Ema Arvin has to do with Eruv. Kamash Malon and a Chanami. We would talk a comment saying Zarek is talking also. It's also talking not Chayiv. Because we're not changing from the Diyuk of the Gemara. The Diyuk is not a problem anymore. The reason why we use the Lashon Ema Arvin, because we're not discussing anymore if it's Rishus HaYachid. The issue was Rishus HaYachid. The issue was Legabi Tiltul. And that's the Kamash Malon.
You can't fix it with this.
Okay, that's the Kamash Malon of the Gemara. The Kamash Malon is that the reason why we use Ema Arvin, because we're not discussing a real Rishus HaYachid. That's the reason why it's a Zayim Arvin. Kamash Malon, that we're never going to say it's a Rishus HaYachid because it's talking about a Rishus HaYachid.
But that is the Kamash Malon goes on the Zayim or goes on the
to who?
Kamash Malon goes on the Zayim.
Kamash Malon, that even since Zrika is Mutter. Even Zrika will be Mutter. I, Lamaisa, why do you use Lashon Ema Arvin? The issue wasn't Rishus HaYachid anymore. The issue was Hilchus Rishus HaYachid Gabi Eruv. And that's why Rashi used the Lashon Zuhi. Zuhi, this is the case of Rishus HaYachid. This is the case of Rishus HaYachid where it's Nigmar. And this is the case of Rishus HaYachid where it's not Nigmar. And the Melo, therefore, we can't even call it Rishus HaYachid at all. At all.
And you pass it from Zika.
At all. You see? And therefore, you can't come and say that you should be Mutter L'Tapu. That all that Rashi's Maisiv is because you can't even give it a stickle Shemesh Rishus HaYachid. You can't even give it a little bit Shemesh Rishus HaYachid L'Gabi Hetzer Tiltul. That's the Gemara. All Rabbi Yehuda needed is to give it a little Shemesh Rishus HaYachid L'Tiltul.
Yes.
This is not a Rishus HaYachid cloud. Rabbanan are saying, your Rishus HaYachid that you say, L'Gabi Tiltul, we hold it's not even Rishus HaRam at all, therefore not even Tiltul's Mutter. That's the Kamash
Malon tomorrow.
Because who the hell it is? It gives a little Shemesh Rishus HaYachid.
How? Where do you get it from?
Because it's logic.
Is it two walls?
Rishus HaRabim is this. Rishus HaYachid is four walls. The two walls are somewhere in the middle. It's somewhere in the middle.
If it's not this, at least it's not this also.
It's not this also.
Which means you can fix it with something.
If I can fix that, a hecker, a lechin, a kayer, and I patch it up.
There's a middle state.
It's not a middle state. Once it's not a Rishus HaRabim.
Halfway between both.
Once it's not Domet. The Rishus HaRabim.
It's
Domet to Rishus HaYachid.
The Rabbanan has something like this in Maskan. Would they agree that he has three walls?
Huh? Who? It's a Heta Tiltul. There's a new Rishus HaYachid for Heta Tiltul.
Yeah. Would there be something like this according to the Rabbanan?
Okay, I don't mean.
Would you be able to, for example, get three walls according to the Rabbanan?
That's where I guess I come to the Chazan.
From one place to another place.
That's where I come to the Chazan.
You want to say that's what has been Yishmael?
That's what I have the Chazan.
The enclosing is enough to move out there.
Chazan comes along and says, if I have Gimel Chitzis, and it encloses it, it becomes Mutter. You don't need, you taka don't need dal mechitzas. What's the pshat? Either you clear, like we said, that there's no din mechitzas, the whole din mechitzas is only to close it, and it's closed. Or maybe he's saying, I'm ready to get tight. Once it's doimit to Rosh Hashayach, it doesn't have to tilt for it. You don't need a Rosh Hashayach. All you need should be doimit to Rosh
Hashayach.
That's Shemesh. Okay, if it's three walls, you won't need an Eruv. You have an Eruv. Okay, it is an Eruv. It's not a Rosh Hashayach, it's an Eruv. It is, that's the Eruv, the three walls.
Bigger than the lick and whatever it needs. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two steps. One, to break the Shazarabim, and then to put an Eruv to make Gama. That's what I'm asking.
That's only because it's foolish. Only when it's foolish. Well, if something's closed, it's closed. You know, only when open mouth we need the flashy to cut. Because people won't see it, because if they do see it.
Yes.
That's what the Chazanish means. The Chazanish is trying to say, even if you come and say the Chazanish tells you don't need four walls, because the four is only half of them.
The Chazanish can even say this in those Rishayim that hold four walls, he can say this.
He says it in the Rishayim that hold four walls. The Pashat is the blood of the Chazanish. You don't need the four walls, only half of them to get to the close. Or could we say even deeper? Once it's not doimit to Shusarabim, there's a head to total.
Yes.
And that goes back to the original Shai. Remember I asked you yesterday? Is there halacha that can all be metaltal and grab it together in Rosh Hasharabim? Or it's a din in the Rosh Hasharabim? So the moment I break the Shem Rosh Hasharabim, then you know it's a total one. If it's an Albi metaltal anywhere and grab it, but it's not again a house. Okay, so you need Rosh Hashayachid to undo that. If it's din in the Rosh Hasharabim, you know, you would pass the Rosh Hasharabim like the Lashon Gemara is. So whatever I take care of, I make it out of Rosh Hasharabim, it automatically becomes Mutter Le Tafel. Because there is Rashi holds four. If it goes into what? Into a
Rosh Hasharabim.
Then you need four. And if it goes into what you call it?
My boy.
But rather it's undoing the caramelist, the Isser caring from a caramelist. This is the carry now. You're walking to the caramelist. Now you want to, can I walk into the caramelist? Can I carry into this house, right? Now the caramelist, now the house. Depends. If the pshat is that it's a Yushosayach, what's the weird Yushosayach opens into?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, what it opens up into?
As long as it's not a Shusarabim there.
And it has to do with being bitter of the Rosh Hasharabim, then you need packing the four walls. According to Rabbanan, the only way to undo a Rosh Hasharabim is by putting it into making it the real Rosh Hashayah. Okay, see, but the mice is not a Rosh Hasharabim. Not how I said it.
Okay, but you're
all... The whole time is only with Jabonim, time is this, Zero, Zach, Mike, Jabonim. You're right, you have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but Jabonim. This is only Jabonim, and you're trying to undo that. The pshat is you're trying to undo that is, okay? Therefore, I was just so free walk, good enough. I